wrote it, it was here.
Yeah.
Well, he was the son of Mr. Wood's first cousin. His father was a Methodist minister.
Oh.
Who was our Methodist presiding elder, 4 years in Gainesville, 4 years in Ocala.
Goodness.
And he was a young boy at Emory University. When want me to hold that?
No, I heard.
When he lost his eyesight. At least the doctor told him he must get into the country and not read a word. So he came here and stayed with us and worked. He go out and replant weeds in different soils to see what effect it have.
Now that's this boy's father?
No, well, this boy
this
I'm
boy.
Talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This boy that came. He was with us, I expect, 6 months. He couldn't read a word on account of his eyes for this. There were two girls, one, Jessica Collins and Clifford Miller, that read to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd select a book, and they would read it to him.
I think I've heard you speak of him before.
He was a lovely young person. To give up so much, to always live in the city,
mm-hmm.
had gas lighted at least, but we had old kerosene lamps. But he was happy, just as happy, and finally he found us what he wanted in Arizona, the school that he wanted to attend, horticulture.
Oh.
And he went to Indio, California, and began the date culture for the government. They sent him to Arabia as a young boy.
Goodness.
For 6 months. He went to Egypt for a year.
Goodness.
And then they... Oh, he's been in Africa so much that he feels that, like that's home.
Oh, really?
That's where the date lives.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought the date was Middle Eastern.
You know, the finest dates live down there in Africa.
No, I didn't know it.
But he made a wonderful success for it. And today he is ahead of all of the date culture in the United States.
Goodness.
He's retired.
Who's he work for? The government?
The government.
Now, did he know your boy Harry when he'd grown up?
He and Harry were near the same age, yes, sir.
Yeah.
They knew each other very well. And he saw Harry in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm. They didn't go to school together?
No. You see, he was at Emory. Harry was at the university.
Oh, I see.
But he had to give up his Emory school.
Mm-hmm.
But he's made and the government now, since his retirement, gave him a trip to Sudan. He was there 3 months. Gave him a trip to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
All parts of the world, all over India. And he has a brother, Dr. Raymond, who's connected with the University of Minnesota, who is in India right now.
Mm-hmm. He'd rather travel, Miss Anderson.
Yes.
That just makes me shiver to think about traveling that much.
Yes, you spend some time at Borneo. He just went all these wonderful places.
Yeah.
All free.
You know where I like to travel? Just right around here in Lachwood County.
Well, that about suits me too.
Oh, there's so many nice things to see right here in Lachwood County. But I think of all this, I haven't traveled much south here. Of course, that's Marion County. But I've been up in Lachwood, go up in the Flatwoods and see all that. Potato country, you know.
Yes. I went up, rode up one afternoon to the cross with Dr. Wainwright. He was going up there to look at the potato crops.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Harry's wife and myself to ride up there with him. That's when he was just playing Dr. Wright at the university.
Yeah. That's even before he got into the citrus business?
Ooh, Dr. Wright.
Uh-huh.
I guess so.
I guess so.
Well, I see he's going to retire.
Yeah. Do you like that that country up there around Santa Fe and La Crosse?
Well, I don't know. I never was in La Crosse but that one evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather live here than any part of Florida if it didn't get so cold.
Yeah. And I wished if I had it down, and I went to Sunday school. I went to Sunday school then, and all the time they were doing Sunday school, I thought to myself, now this thing here is a lot more interesting than what they're saying. I wish I could just play it for them.
Yes. Where'd you go to Sunday school today?
Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Uh-huh. I hadn't been out there in so long. I just.
Filipina Bishop.
At Shiloh?
You know, once we had the sweetest little Methodist minister, Tommy Price.
Yes.
And Pedro was with him a whole year.
Oh.
From the Philippines. I couldn't understand him very well. But he writes, he and Mrs. Richmond correspond, and she reads his letters occasionally.
Well, I remember Tommy very well, Miss Anna.
One of the dearest, sweetest little boys.
Yes.
They get mad with me calling them little boys. I don't think he would. He wouldn't get mad at anything, but we had a young fella here named Ted Jennings that was just as fine as he could be.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was, I believe he came, I don't know whether he came from the, he didn't come from the Moravians, but some sect up there into the Methodist Church. He run the street of Tommy.
I don't know. When I think about the things that happened while Tommy was here, they all seem so nice. Now, at the time, you know, it must have not been quite that nice. I look back to it, it's a lot better than, you know, some of the things since then. But I don't guess it was.
Well, he was one of the loveliest ministers. I mean, pastors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Collins died. You weren't here, were you?
Was that while he was here?
While Tommy was here.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, how good he was to those three girls. He did everything he could in the world for them. Stayed with them a good deal at a time. Because they were girls, they didn't have any brothers. Of course, one of the girls was married, who helped him a great deal. But Tommy was the mainstay.
Oh,
and then, we had a poor one. You know who the Sims are, ring. They had a daughter.
Yeah.
And she had a little baby.
Yeah.
I believe they'd been Methodists. They were Catholics.
Oh.
And oh, how she begged Tommy to come and baptize her baby before he died.
Oh.
And Tommy was so good to her.
Oh, really?
Yes, he procured a lot at the cemetery, and they had a sweet little funeral.
Yeah.
For the poor little baby.
Miss Hannah, I didn't know the Collins girls. Now, I know, you know the one here. What's your name?
Claire.
I see Claire occasionally.
But she's got a wonderful sister in Washington.
Yeah.
Is the clerk of the imports and exports.
Yeah.
Wonderful girl. She's got a This old Evanston produced some mighty fine people.
Yeah. Well, now, she has another sister in Tallahassee.
That's Liskum.
Yes.
That's a married sister. Mrs. David Lang.
Uh-huh. And the one in Washington is not married?
Lucille never married.
Well, now, has she been there a long time?
Yes, Silver. Yes. She was at this school, this Miss Tebow school in Gainesville, Episcopal. And she met a lady came there. They wanted to make this a diocese, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Exactly about it. This lady, but it wasn't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
But Lucille fell in love with her, and she did with Lucille. She took Lucille home with her to New York. Had her tonsils taken out. Oh, and I don't know what she didn't do for the girl. Lucille felt very much above her family, I think.
You mean after that? After she went
Yeah,
off.
She helped. This woman helped her.
Mm-hmm.
She began at the bottom and just went right straight up.
Oh. And after she went off with this woman, then she stayed away. She
stayed mostly with that lady.
Uh-huh.
Lady did so many wonderful things for her. And I think she left her home in Washington and so many jewels.
Why, Miss Hannah? Do you ever see her now?
I saw Lucille when her mother died.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A very beautiful, interesting woman. Oh, she's been sent everywhere too. South America, Mexico, and on business for the government.
Oh, my. And Claire is the only one that she stayed at home.
Poor little Claire. Didn't have the... Oh, she was a kind of nervous child.
Yeah.
She never finished high school. But Claire's a smart girl. Smart domestic.
Uh-huh. She's a good housekeeper?
Marvelous housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do any kind of cooking. Any kind of fancy work.
Oh, really?
Mrs. Collins was a real smart woman, too. They were people who began with nothing. And they worked awfully hard and accumulated.
Miss Anna, when Mr. Collins came here, he built a house. Now, did he live here a good while before he built that house?
Now you see, it's going now, you see. It's working all right. They just, that burned fool. Now that's on 78, you see, and it's playing like that. On 78 and it's playing. Now they could have done something to it. They took the thing apart, took the bottom off, 78.
Mister. The two Mr. Gadsden,
yeah.
Brothers, all came here about the same time.
Oh?
And all of them, except the Gadsden brothers, were from North Carolina.
Now that's brand new to me, Miss Anna. I didn't realize that Mr. Collins was back in Mr. Pretty Richardson's time.
And he could tell you everything. Mr. Collins was perfectly wonderful, remembering dates.
Oh, really? I've seen
Mr.
People.
Collins. You know this wonderful Berk stores?
Mm-hmm.
He and his brother began those stores. Well, Mr. Collins knew about them from the beginning of. He knew them in North Carolina. Their father was killed by the Yankees because he would not reveal a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And these boys had their mother to take care of. And they became interested in stores and began this wonderful industry.
Oh.
But Mr. Collins knew them. He knew all about him.
Oh, really?
He was from that country.
Mm-hmm.
And he could remember any date. He never forgot a date.
Well?
He wasn't a highly educated man at all. But he was a mighty good farmer. Came here with their all, came here with nothing.
Well, that's hard to believe, because they
nothing.
Must, they prospered, they had good houses and all.
Well, Mr. Collins didn't build that house. Let me see. About 40 years ago. They lived in the house above them there.
Yes.
For a while. And then he built this pretty new home.
Yeah. But
they were terribly ambitious, industrious people. Miss Collins could, she was very capable.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mr. Purdy, Richardson, worked. I don't know who he began working for. But anyhow, he didn't have anything until he married. He married money.
Oh, he did? Oh, yes.
All this means property, this lake property.
Yes.
That the Richardsons own now.
Yes.
Belonged to Judge Means. And Judge Means unfortunately borrowed money from Mr. Wolfman.
Yeah.
When he couldn't pay it all back, he just took all that land.
Yeah.
When Mr. Purdy married, I think that land was given to him. Now, I don't, Mr. Guy, I don't know anything about that personal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyhow, he got a good start.
He came in possession of it.
Uh-huh. And that was a good bit of land.
Yes, sir. Lots of land.
Well, now, how was he related to Jimmy Means, James Means, Miss Anna?
Judge Means?
Uh-huh.
Was his grandfather.
Grandfather.
Judge George Means owned considerable property, but he let the money slip through his hands.
Yeah. Now,
and Mr. People, Mr. Wolfman didn't have so much money of his own, but he had a brother who was a owner of a bank up there in Wisconsin. And he would, this brother would let him loan money.
Mm-hmm.
But he always took a mortgage
mm-hmm.
on everything. And sometimes they were like just a little bit paying, but he took it just the same.
Yeah.
They got a lot of land that way.
Yeah. You know, it helps a lot, Miss Anna, to have a little backing like that.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
But sometimes you don't have any backing.
No, and if you don't, it's kind of hard to get started.
My boy Freddie has his father and his mother, who were wonderful people to help him. But he did. He bought his land, a little piece of land over there, you know,
mm-hmm.
by Doros. Well, I guess he's got some cattle there now.
Yeah.
He grew some watermelons and made money. Bought that piece of land. Then he bought 5 acres down here from Eva Vidal.
Oh, I didn't know that. That lies pretty well, doesn't it?
The land?
Uh-huh, the 5 acres that he got from Ms. Vidal.
Just 5 acres. 5 acres right through.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we have land on the other side of it.
Yeah.
But Fred has been a wonderful little farmer. He's not 30 years old yet. But he loves it. Got his plant, garden planted Friday.
Oh.
He We've got to have a garden.
Yeah. I hear you, Guineas.
Had a pig this morning that had 12 pigs.
Oh, really?
I saw.
Yeah.
But one of them, she had 13. One of them was dead.
Yeah.
12 little pigs out there in the house.
Oh, in the house? How long will they stay in the house?
I don't know, sir. According to the weather, I think.
Yeah.
You got to feed her. Mighty good, he said. Give her plenty of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
He's been right successful with his hogs. They've always brought him a little money. When he was a little boy, my Dane's mother gave Dane a little pig. And she had pigs. All of them were black but one, red, and one was red. So that was his pig.
Yes.
Missy, he named her.
Missy.
Missy.
Ah.
Missy. He loved Missy and she loved him. As a little bit of a boy, he'd go out there and get on, ride around a lot. And guy, she had little pigs.
Yeah.
And Jane and myself were constantly watching him to keep him away from
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one day, we missed him, and I said, I'll go look in the loft. He was sitting on that pig, taking one little pig from one seat and putting it to another.
Now she could just eat him up.
Oh, he's always loved pigs and could handle them.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? How old was this? 4 or 5 years old? 3 or 4 years old?
You hadn't had Missy?
Yes.
Couldn't have been more than 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Had all, we were talking about the old boars he'd had.
Uh-huh.
How kind and good some of them were.
Yeah.
But then I said, you had one. Freddy, you remember you had to get on your tractor to drive. You were such a mean old thing.
Oh.
Yes, he had terrible tusk.
Yeah.
And he was, unfortunately, put once in a pasture where we had one beautiful Jersey cow.
Uh-huh.
And he ran up to her with her tusk ripped open. Terrible.
Well, I never heard of that, Miss Anna. A hog,
a little tusk.
Oh, you know.
Fred got rid of him.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
He was the last of one of our Jersey cows. Fred said, I'll have to kill her. I'll have to kill her. He got the gun from here, went back to the store, paid a nigger, come up here and kill her.
Yeah.
He said, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so.
You know, we get attached to animals. When something happens, something that hurts us so bad.
Yeah.
Never have found a little dog, but I believe little Jane's kind of getting over it.
Well, Freddie looked all over the country for him.
Freddie and Freddie both.
Mm-hmm.
Asked everybody.
Yeah. Those little dogs travel so much, Miss Anna.
I think somebody stole them. I'm most sure he did.
Well, they traveled. You know they'd come home.
They were going to come home and called and called and called. But he never came home.
And you remember when it happened? You mean, I mean, the time?
Yes, sir. However, they've had 2 or 3 dogs here that they love very much. Something happened to every one of them.
If you could have gone around and looked for the little dog at that time.
Well, he did. The little, our little bull, we call him, came in Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And he barked and he barked and he called, and we expected every minute see the other little dog come.
Yeah.
Well, when he did, didn't, Fred got in his car and went a-hunting.
And he never found any trace of it. Miss Hannah, is it about supper time?
Not my notion. No.
It's 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We don't eat supper. We eat it one by one generally.
Huh?
They eat it one by one generally.
Oh, do they? Well, did Jane just...
And you see, Fred don't shut up the store at the same time.
I see. So he can't eat till he shuts up the store. Well, it's Saturday night.
Yes, this is Saturday night.
Billy.
Well, I said, carrying a little money around in your pocket won't make you well.
No.
That's what hurts Fred. Cost him so much.
Well, Miss Hannah, he got so many things I imagine he has to pay out for.
That's it. And the loss of his squash and melons.
Yeah.
When he was so proud of them.
Yeah, it got such an early start.
Well.
Did they save any of the squash or the melons?
No. No, sir. Not one. But this has happened. Now, said I've been through it many and many a time. Doesn't know that was coming.
Well, at least it came early, where he could go ahead
plan
and plan
again. It was pretty bad, though. Jane asked Jimmy Strange. Said, Jimmy, did it hurt you? Orange said, no, but to kill all my peach trees. My peach crop.
Oh.
You know, he had this new variety.
Oh, my. And I guess he'd been working with them and they were just blooming.
Yes, he said he'd lost it all. I've forgotten what they call these new peach trees.
Yeah, I've heard about them.
When we first came to this country, they planted pinto peaches. Pinto one. That was a little red peach with a little snout on it.
Yeah.
And then there was another little peach they planted that was just flat like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little round. We had them all out here between this and Cutter's house down there. Had all that field in them. They died back though.
Were they? Oh, did they?
We just have them. Keep for ourselves. Now, Judge Means planted them for shipment.
Oh.
Pack them in boxes. Have to wrap them.
That's a lot of labor.
Well, I mean, yes, their skin is so tender.
How much care did you have to take of, Miss Anna?
Not much. Just did a fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Hook 'em.
You didn't spray much then?
No. No, they didn't spray.
Did you prune?
I guess they did spray, too. These people that did it to market.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Jimmy Strange planted his to market or not. I guess he did. Because he had a good acreage.
Miss Anna, did they ever shake them off in order to make some of them bigger?
I don't know.
They do that up in Georgia, you know.
Uh-huh. It might have, I don't know.
Yes. I've seen them do that up there, be passing through. And but now they do that before they come out. They shake off the buds, the blooms.
Yes, sir.
I'm almost sure. Oh, they say half of them off, or maybe more, you know. And then what's left supposed to be pretty good fruit.
Thank you.
Now, were these good eating peaches or the canning peaches?
These little peaches is pintos.
Yeah.
No, sir, they were eating.
Uh-huh.
They were eating good eating peaches.
Uh-huh. I guess they can, too.
Or they grew those other big peaches, too, just for home use. Nobody grew these peaches that we buy now.
Yeah.
Then, I believe Carolina, they're almost head of Georgia, they say. And that peach growing.
Did you have apples?
Yes, sir, we had them in South Carolina.
But not down here?
No. No, there have been apple trees raised down here. Just one tree that was taken care of.
Well, you've got all the good citrus. We didn't have to worry so much about the other.
No, but the apples that used to come down from North Carolina and Virginia, how good they were. Great covered wagons come down in the fall, you know, with those lovely apples. But the best apples I ever ate came from Chesapeake Bay. You know, we had what we call commission merchants.
Yes.
And if my husband dealt with a firm of Peters and Phillips, and they had a commission merchant named Denny. He was a man of old. He wasn't an old man, maybe in his 60s. And he was very fond of Mr. Wood. And he was with him in his house a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, every Christmas, he had two beautiful boxes of oranges sent us.
Yes.
From Chesapeake Bay.
Apples.
And then,
I think they still have good fruit up there.
I ate some apples in Virginia. They were pretty good. My father was very fond of apples. And he always had them.
Did they have them all through the winter?
Well, we could buy them all through the winter.
Yes, yes.
But we had in the summertime apples. But they were not anything like those that came from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
On my grandfather's place, there were apples and peaches and plums and what they called a damson.
Yes.
And they had raspberries, red and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
They had little, what they called them, service berries.
Yes.
Little currants.
Yes.
And grapes.
Yes, those good old blue Concord grapes. And
so good.
Others.
They had a white grape, too.
Yeah. They were good.
So a few old-timers, and you said I want to talk with the old-timers.
He just come down for a visit?
He just... Three, you know, now he's retired.
Yes.
I think he'd been in Ontario, Canada. That was her home, Catherine's home.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted to come to Florida. He has some relatives in Ocala. Said he meant to Tallahassee. He had hope to go to Tallahassee, see some dear friends and a precious sister. But they were both dead before we got here.
Oh, my.
feed him very much.
So, and he has relatives down at Ocala?
On his mother's side.
On his mother's side.
Well, he's got some on his father's side, too. We have a wonderful cousin in Tallahassee that's writing the history of the Wood and Davis family.
Oh, really?
Seemed the two families came down from Virginia and settled at Mount Pleasant, Davis and Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Woods married the Davis, and the Davis married the Woods.
Oh.
Mr. Wood had ever so many devil first cousins.
Oh, really?
And then these devils, the children of those devil first cousins, the Terry knows in Tallahassee now.
Oh.
Hmm. All the devil first cousins. God, they're all rich.
Oh.
I married the poor one. But they're awfully fine people. I think when refinement and culture goes along with riches, makes it better.
Yeah.
Mr. Lewis getting on fine?
Mm-hmm.
She's been here most of the winter, hasn't she?
She came down Christmas. Things you all do over here, you do so much. Your house is big. Refinish this room, you see. That was, half a year's work in my estimation.
Ashley Wood painted all this room. Painted it.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get it fixed up after a while. We need to put our oil pictures up again.
I don't see anything else to do with this room. But,
yes, sir.
It looks like it.
There's several little things, Fred said. Well, these doors have to be cleaned yet. The folding doors.
Oh, they haven't been cleaned?
They haven't been scraped and redone.
Now this room is lightened up so it makes your stairs look sort of dark.
Yes. Well, they're going to do the stairs by and by. It's a beautiful piece of curly plan underneath the stairs there.
Yeah.
And I do wish they could do it. It was a mighty pretty home when it was new.
Yeah. I can imagine. Miss Anna, in the in your room in there, what do you call that? Parlor?
Used to be the parlor.
Yeah. What you gonna do to that?
That's my room.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been my room. Since who's that? Butch?
Yes, Butch. What are they gonna do to that now?
They're fixing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put my bed back in there.
Yeah. Aren't they putting new walls in there?
Yes, sir. Haven't you been in there?
I just looked in. Have you got it up?
It's almost finished.
Uh-huh.
Fred could just make up his mind to let somebody else come in there and do it, but he wants to do it himself.
He doesn't have that much time, is he?
I know it. I know he don't.
Well, when does he do that? After supper?
No. He don't do any of it now. He and Freddie did a good deal of it. They did a good deal while I was over there at Mailer's.
Yes. Maybe that, yeah. But not. They're going to be farming now. They're not going to have much time to work, are they?
No. Well, it don't bother me. I'm nice and warm in that room.
Yeah, that's a choice room in there. Then you
That's the warmest room in the house.
Yes.
Yeah, you're so protected.
And you've got a good stove in there.
Yes, sir.
I like that little stove, kerosene stove.
And do you leave it on all night too when it's real cold? I think it was last chapters. 14th, 15th, and 16th of St. John. So beautiful.
I've studied John once or twice, but I've never studied Luke. You know, just go through it and study it. I'd love to.
Well, he told some very beautiful stories. Wonderful writer. The only Gentile writer in the whole Bible.
A wonderful writer. You know,
I'll be the father today too that take back their children. No girl will go astray. Give a father lots of sorrow. But you take her back and take care of her. You know, God says he compares himself with the mother. As a mother comforts her son, so will the Lord comfort you.
Mm-hmm.
His love, like a mother's, is better than a father's. But there isn't any love like a mother's. Is it?
I know.
Yeah. I guess there are husbands and wives that love each other. They believe better than anybody else could ever have loved.
Yeah.
And love is the greatest thing in the world because God is love.
You know,
if you just think about it, I said it's faith, hope, charity, which means love. We got to have faith, got to have hope. But we won't have either one of them unless we have love, will we?
No.
The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. If we don't read it every day, we ought to think about it.
Yeah. But that is hard to believe that and there's anybody who wouldn't want to read that.
You know, it's just terrible, as you said, these people are going to teach different from what we believe. They can't write 1967 without saying they believe in Jesus Christ. That's the best attested fact in all history. We have our Lord. All time dates from him.
Good time to be lazy, I think.
Yesterday,
Ash, sleep in
there.
Yeah.
And I hated out late the other night, and I hated to wake him up.
Just go in there and turn it on. He'd never know the difference.
He might never. I was awake in plenty of time. I meant to hear it.
Well, it was a good one. Yeah.
Went back, and found out a great deal about the stone that they were talking about, but I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten what she found out about that stone. I don't know what applied to Jesus there.
Mm-hmm.
It is rejected. was it? It met a storm in the building of the temple. Oh,
well, that, yeah, and in the, it says a little farther down there, Miss Hannah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't have all the, all that rich, elaboration that it got, you know, in the centuries it followed.
You know, the first creed of the disciples was Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
That was the first creed.
Yes.
Yes, the Holy, coming of the Holy Spirit changes. Changes them. Christ couldn't be with them all the time, so he sent the Holy Spirit. Surely, these missionaries who go out not knowing exactly where they are going must be filled with the Spirit.
Oh, yes, and there's some fine ones, Miss Anna.
You shall be witnesses, he said unto me, of the uttermost part of the earth.
And that's really been so. It's worked
yes,
out that way.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, then the first psalm, the second psalm, I'll be with you. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen, thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession.
Mm-hmm.
And that is coming true. Coming true. Now, we had a very interesting experience yesterday afternoon. Harry has been in Washington teaching a class, I think, of 35 Vietnam pupils.
Oh, yes.
And he brought them down there in danger at the Thomas Hotel. And he brought three of them down here yesterday, and the interpreter. Oh, and it was very interesting. The interpreter was one of the prettiest little women. She looked so Chinese, but she was so sweet and so fine. And there were two men. One of them knew some English. They were all graduates of the university in Vietnam. And Harry has been teaching them how to grow certain things. And
yeah.
He brought them down here yesterday to look at some of Ash's Bailey's crops.
Well, that'd been marvelous.
Honey, it was marvelous.
Yeah.
It was marvelous.
Well,
see those
know?
People. They're all Buddhists.
Yeah.
And they believe.
Oh, they were.
But my children were so interested in them.
Oh, that must have been
they had
interesting.
Such perfectly beautiful manners. Now, my son Harry, I thought he was going on a treasure trip, but it's no treasure trip.
No.
He was offered a job by the United Nations. And he's not going out of the United States. But he's going to New Orleans first, and then to Beaumont, Texas, then to Los Angeles, California, and Sacramento to teach people, more people.
Why, Miss Anna, he going to be busy than he was when he's working.
He said it was too good an offer to turn down, but he said after I get through with this, I'm not going to take any more.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Mighty fine, but I said, Harry don't wear any bigger hats. It don't matter to him.
No, that's right.
He's only doing it to help.
Well, what did you all do, Miss Anna? What did they see?
Well, one of them could speak a little English.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just asked. The lady kept asking questions. You see, she was an interpreter.
Yes.
And if they would ask questions, she would find the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And they did ask. They were little people. Fred laughed. He said, well, you found a little lady about your size.
Mm.
Oh, she's so pretty. Tiny is. And she's just as sweet as she could be.
What sort of questions did they ask?
You know, I can't hear very good.
Yeah.
They just asked about all different customs in the United States.
Yeah.
And the different, asked a good deal about growing stuff.
Mm-hmm. What did Freddie show them?
Oh, they took them to the watermelons, to the squash patch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they went to the eggplants or not.
Mm-hmm.
They had got a little garden up here behind the house somewhere. Well, he's got three or four kinds of beans, and he's got iced potatoes, and cucumbers, and corn that's testing now.
Oh.
And, oh, just everything you plant in a garden.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting to them.
Oh, you know it was, Miss Anna.
Then the corn, they sowed corn all around the house here.
Yes.
Oh, we do need the rain.
Maybe it rains over there.
I did hear them asking about the rainfall. They asked her a great many questions. The different children. And Sarah Schofield was down here. He was asking questions, and Harry asked him a good many questions about the rainfall and about everything over there in the now.
And they had been working with Harry in Washington.
Yes, sir. He had taught them up there in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they were spending a whole week in Gainesville.
Oh.
Harry was going to take them to some of the public schools. And then he was going to take them to Leesburg, I guess, to show the citrus crop. Then he was going on down to Plant City.
Mm-hmm.
They grow strawberries in Vietnam.
Oh?
And the lady said they made wine out of them. She said it was good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting to the children. We're so glad of the experience.
Three of them.
There were just three that came with Harry.
Yeah.
Two of them were married. One was a very nice looking young fella. And he was the one that knew some English.
What time did they come, Miss?
I think they got here about 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, 4 o'clock yesterday was earlier than it usually is.
Yes, sir. Before they left, Jane served them cake and iced tea. And they enjoyed it very much.
Oh, yes.
Our little BJ made the cake.
Oh.
He's a real smart little girl in a mystic way.
Uh-huh.
My daughter Anne's little girl was queen not long ago for the whole hall of Bishop School.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we were quite interested in it, proud of it. But Anne said last night, if my little girl could sit down to the piano and play like Beezy and could write poetry like she can, mm-hmm. be worth all the queenship.
Mm-hmm.
Beezy is a fine little old girl.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl, too. And she's so healthy, Miss Emma.
Well, she is. She often has these little spells of virus and vomiting. But outside of that, she's pretty well.
Mm-hmm. But she just looks healthy, you know.
She's quite interested in us under school. In the CYF. Goes to our church whenever asked her to take us. Our people. Wanted to go this Sunday a week ago. They wanted to go so much. But they had a young heifer there that couldn't have a calf. And when she was delivered, the calf was dead. And she lay there a whole week, but she died. Beautiful young heifer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It just makes you feel so sad, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Then they had another young heifer that couldn't have her calf. They delivered it, but the calf was dead too. But she got up and walked. She's all right. Oh, yes, they have trouble with everything on the farm.
Yes, those young heifers, especially when they're bred young, have trouble.
Well, they had. Freddie said he couldn't understand it because they kept them separate. They have a cow with a cancer in her eye. And Mr. Camp said he'd take her, but he'd make dog feed out of her.
Yeah.
Fred said Walter Richardson saw one of his Angus bulls. He knew there was something the matter with him. And when they opened that bull, there was a cancer.
Mm.
Of course, they couldn't use that. They didn't use it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Walter didn't get anything for him. Oh, but they don't need it.
Well, you know, these wealthy people think they need it more than anybody else.
The richer they are, the more they want.
The more they think they have to have.
Oh, yes, sir. Guy, I think a simple Christian home where there's just a good living. They're the happiest people at all.
Miss Hannah, I think they ought to be able to read the Sunday school lesson in any home, though. I think they ought to be far enough along, you know, that they can do that.
I think so, too. How do you like the new literature?
Between us, I think it is the dullest stuff I've ever seen.
Mr. Morris was here one afternoon, and he was telling me that the church needed progression, and this was progression. He said it's changing times. I said, yes, Mr. Morris, but the Word of God never changes. God never changes, and His Word never changes. Did I ever tell you about the little nigger brought before a judge for stealing?
No.
And he said, Judge, The fool God, I didn't do it. He said, boy, what do you know about God? He said, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable, in his holiness, goodness, justice, truth. He said, boy, where did you learn that? He said, down here at the Presbyterian Mission. I was in Atlanta some years ago. He knew the short catechism he'd been taught.
Yeah, that's not possible.
He said, go, boy, you're free. A young man was brown and good. He and his wife went to Africa as missionaries. And while they were there, they had a little son and they employed a little African girl to fish. And when they got ready to come home on a furlough, this little African wanted to come with them. But they were afraid to bring her. Afraid this country was too cold for them. But she so insisted they brought her. And the poor little thing died of pneumonia. So the children of the Southern Presbyterian Church got together and raised enough money to give this mission in Atlanta in our memory. I guess it's there yet.
Miss Hannah, you know you get used to a lot of things. And yes. I told Ms. Hayden if it looked like, you know, the church had put in so much effort on this new literature, we ought to try it. And I think they'll all try it in good spirit. And it may have something to offer. But so envious of being able to go over there and talk and visit and work in the squash, she wished she could do it too.
In our packing house.
In your packing house, yes.
Yes, our girls are there, Sue and Jane.
Jane down there, too? Oh, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Big Jane.
Big Jane. Yes, our little Jane hadn't come from school yet, but she may. No, she won't come today, because she goes to take a music from Miss Lois.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a marvelous place to work. Big and airy.
Seven.
That's a marvelous place to work down there. When you got good company, you know, that makes the time fly.
Rebecca's there, and Wilma. And Jane said they were going to have the help of two colored boys, William Jr. and Bud Batch.
They can do the lifting for them.
Yes, sir.
Now, they pick it, and then they haul it over there for them to work it there.
Yes, sir. Said they were working in the green squash there. We're not through with it at noon. We'll pick some yellow this afternoon. And I'm so glad. Fred is taking them to Buddy off now.
He been taking all of it to Citra, hasn't he?
Yes, sir. But it's so fine, you have to take it after they get through packing. Sometimes it's after 8 o'clock when they get through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad he's taking it to Buddy.